You like this song, Hugh?
No, not really. It's horrible.
Well, what is wrong with
this? Is this
it?
The Doors or something? Who is this?
Moody Blues.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Huh?
It's a horrible song.
No, it's not a horrible
song. What is wrong with you?
Well, no, I would say it's kind of sad.
No, hold on. The Rebecca Black song is a horrible song. This is a good song.
No, this is a horrible song.
You're objectively wrong, but that's okay.
It's a little sad. Too sad. I don't want to do that, man.
Some songs are sad, Hugh.
I think it's a good tune, though. You know,
sad doesn't make it bad.
No, it doesn't make it bad.
No, I don't like this one.
Okay. It's okay to be wrong.
I ain't never wrong. Do I have to pull out my belt that I got for this week?
I can't hear you. Sorry.
For the hottest take ever for the week? Oh, this is a horrible song. You just going to let it play, huh? Where is Ashlyn? Is she here yet? Because this song is horrible. Horrible song. Took us long enough to get there. Why are we still playing the song?
Because you don't like it.
Is that what it is? We're just being annoying for no reason.
Right, a couple things before we
Tortilla.
Right, we're about to have company. We're about to have company, so we need to
clean up. We need to act like we got common sense.
Act like grown-ups around here for a sec. Two things. One, every time I ask you if you like a song, my favorite thing is that you are going to give your honest answer. Like, it doesn't matter. Kyle played it. Doesn't matter. Everyone's listening to it. You don't like it? Nah. Awful. Horrible. Other thing is, I think we need to make sure we're on the same page with the belt. It doesn't mean you had the best take. Or it doesn't mean you were right. It just means your take was good. Hugh.
No, I was right. It means
No.
Do I have to pull the belt out, Joe?
No, I think you're misunderstanding why you have the belt.
Do I have to pull this belt out?
You brought it last week. It doesn't mean you were right about anything.
Do I have to pull this belt out?
We're trying to explain to you what the belt means. You can pull it out all you want.
I had fire takes.
But it doesn't mean you were right.
Although,
hold on then. Hold on. You know the last time I got the belt?
What was that?
The week I said in December that we have a quarterback problem and that if Jalen kept playing the way he was, I would bench him. Was I right?
I don't recall that.
Oh, okay. Well, most people thought I was wrong, even though I was right. But most people thought I was wrong. I got the belt.
I don't recall that.
The belt is about having the best performance.
Well, we changed the narrative.
No, we didn't change anything.
This week, we changed the narrative.
Again, guest.
You're not getting the belt next week. I can feel it already.
We have problems.
All right, let's go to our guest. This is getting out of hand. Let's talk to Ashlyn Sullivan.
Ashlyn.
Who was down there with the Flyers as they had their exit interviews. I'm sure acting way more mature than we are on this show. Ashlyn, how you doing?
What the heck's going on over there?
We're losing control. They mad because I had the hottest take of the week.
That's not what it was.
They mad because I've been spitting hot fire. That's all.
Ashlyn, welcome in. So today, exit interviews for the Flyers. I know that a lot of those guys talked, but let's start with Michkov because it feels like it is going to be a big story here entering the offseason. His play, his progression, his relationship with the coach, the organization. What did you take away listening to him today?
There was some good and some bad, for sure. The good is that he definitely took accountability for the shape that he came into this season. He spoke a lot about how his post-Olympic play he was really proud of. He wants to play like that next season. Very accountable and disappointed in the way that he showed up in the playoffs. He had a quote that said he saw a lot of 39 jerseys in the stands of kids that had his jerseys on. He said he was ashamed that he didn't score a goal in the playoffs. So I think overall it's very important to remember, one, how young Matvei Michkov is and how he is an elite competitor. To me, it doesn't seem like he handles the critiques of the season that well quite yet. And I think it's very important to remember how young he is, and I think that will be an acquired skill. But overall, I love his accountability. There were a couple questions where he was asked about just his overall takeaways from the season or his relationship with management, and he had a couple no comments, which I think lead to questioning. And I think you would love to leave Matvei Michkov's press conference not having those questions. I do think there's some responsibility on the Flyers front at this point as well, because Matvei Michkov did say that he's meeting with management on Thursday. You would have loved, I think, for him to meet with management prior to putting him out in this situation, because I did come across from Matvei's press conference that there was a bit of confusion of where he stood with the organization. And I felt like that could have been cleaned up if he had met with management before putting him out in a press conference situation like this.
Ashlyn, when you heard him talk and you heard all his responses, what did you sense kind of his mentality or attitude was? Like, do you feel like he is in a good place, or is he still in a place where he's trying to figure out who he is and what his role is with the Flyers moving forward?
I would say the latter, but I don't think that has to be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. He is so young and he's still got a lot to figure out. He knows he has to come back in better shape next season. He knows he has to up his play. He knows he has to have more defensive responsibility. He talked about all of that, but also doesn't want to get away from what he's good at, which is scoring goals. So I don't think it's a terrible thing and unfair to say that he's still figuring out what he can bring to this team. He's still so young in his career. There's still definitely more to be desired from Matvey Michkov's game. And I do sense a bit of a confusion of where he's at right now, but I don't think we should criticize that. I think that's pretty normal for a young player.
Do you think it's fair to say, I mean, so is it fair to say that the team and him, they're in a pretty good place, or it's a relationship that they have to kind of work on in the off season?
No, I think it's very fair to say this relationship needs to be worked on. There shouldn't be confusion of what his role is mm-hmm. going forward, and I sense confusion right now. So I think that's both parties. That is the coaching staff being a lot more honest about where he's at right now. I love what Rick Tocca did the final game of the season in the playoffs. Matvey Michkov wasn't playing well, and I love that he healthy scratched him because there was guys that deserve more playing time than him. I thought it was bold, and I loved it. But overall, you have to look at Matvey Michkov as well. I do think the Flyers organization has to be more direct of exactly what they want to see from him, because mm-hmm. I do sense some confusion of he talks a lot about, well I'm, you know, upping my defensive play. Kind of the vibe I get is like, what more do you want from me? So I do sense some confusion on both sides here.
Gotcha.
Ashley Sullivan with us here as we recap the end of the Flyers season. Look forward here. Ashley, before we go forward, let's look back a little bit. What was it like to be there Saturday for the end? Disappointing, obviously, with the loss in overtime, but I mean, I just thought it was so cool, the Let's Go Flyers, as they're on the ice at the end from the crowd. And you could just tell an appreciation for the team and how far they've come, you know, over the past 3 months or so.
And I'm getting absolutely ripped for putting this out, but I still stand by it and mean it. Some of the coolest things I've seen is that standing ovation, Let's Go Flyers, seconds after they get swept. And I don't think we're ever going to see that again in Philadelphia. And I hope people realize how special that was that got to witness it in person. How often is Philadelphia going to give you a standing ovation for getting swept? It's not going to happen next season, because next season there'll be expectations for this Flyers team. You're supposed to be there. You're not supposed to get swept by the Carolina Hurricanes next season. But I just thought it was so symbolic of this year. You weren't supposed to be here. Look what you've done. Look what you accomplished. We're going to give you a stand-and-o this year, and it'll probably never happen again.
You know, so Ashley, my question to you is this, because it's clear that Carolina, you know, they're the upper echelon of the hockey teams right now. How far away, in your guesstimation, or what do the Flyers need to do to kind of be on that same tier as Carolina? And I guess, how long do you think that's going to take realistically?
Realistically, I would say that's two more seasons. I do think you look at the second game on the road, a couple different plays go a different direction, and the Flyers probably steal that game in Carolina. And mm-hmm. then it's most likely a different series when you get that one win. But I still think they need a couple more big-time playmakers. They need more speed. They need to play a little more disciplined. It's hard with Carolina because the personalities of the team are so drastically different. Mm-hmm. Carolina's not into dragging you into the fight, the after-the-whistle stuff. They laugh at that stuff. That's how skilled they are, is they don't have to do that stuff. Or mm-hmm. that is so the Flyers' identity. It's why it works so well against Pittsburgh. So I don't think Flyers will – that's just not the Flyers' brand. I don't think the Flyers should try to model their game after Carolina, because I just never think that's going to be the personality of this team. But mm-hmm. no question, the Flyers, they got to get faster. They got to get more skill. Someone like Owen Tippett reaching his ceiling. They need to have more guys reaching their ceiling. I'm looking at someone like a Travis Konechny next season. Mm-hmm. And I do think you got to go spend some money. You got to bring some more big guys in here.
So, Ashlyn, with that, and I think it's going to be, you know, as I look forward to the summer, and this is going to be probably one of the most interesting summers, and just, I think, interest around the team in a very long time, coming off of what we just watched in the season. So, a couple things. One is going to be the Michkov stuff, and we already started learning about that, and we'll see where it goes. The other thing, Ashlyn, is going to be the decision the team has to make into how much they go all in now, right? Like, is this the summer to take what they have and, you know, add some rocket fuel to this thing and go next year, make a huge trade? Or is it more of a slow build? Ashlyn, your thought on that, and how you think they might approach the offseason, because they have fans back, and if there's an mm-hmm. opportunity to land a star, I mean, you probably could feel it too. People are going to want to get that player to go to the next level. Your thoughts on that?
you got them, right? You got Flyers fans. You got everyone's attention. So my mindset is do something about it. I think the Flyers, they have some ammo. They got some cap space. They have a couple number one draft picks. I think you need to use it to go finally get that big time centerman piece that the Flyers so desperately need. I'm looking at someone like an Austin Matthews from Toronto. Get that splash, get that player that puts you over the difference here, where it is an expectation that you're making the second round of the playoffs every single year. It's not some nice story. That's where you're supposed to be. It's going to take a player of that caliber to get to that point next season. And the Flyers have all the resources to do so. So I'm of the mindset, what are you waiting for here?
Yeah, I mean, look, if he's available, and it certainly seems like he could be, it's a big name to go chase. Ashton, we appreciate you hopping on and all the spots we've done with you the past couple weeks and months with the Flyers. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
It's been fun. Thanks, my friends. I'll talk to you soon.
There she goes. Ashton Sullivan covering the Flyers there. And she did have to come into our segment there with a lot of nonsense.
So yeah, but she kind of knows what
I know, but that was a little extra with company here. I mean,
a little extra. Yeah. It's always like that.
Austin Matthews' name came up again there. Al, Ashlyn.
That seems like that's the guy that's the Maple Leafs guy, right?
It is. And from what's going on up there, it seems like he may be the most available star player. He may ask out of there. So we shall see where that goes. The Michkov stuff is really interesting, though. I mean, them landing a star would be fun, right? And hopefully they make the right decision on the person, the player, the contract, all that stuff. Hugh, the Michkov stuff feels like the more day-to-day pressing thing. Like, can they get this thing where it needs to be? Because he's talented. But it's not been perfect so far, and it feels like there's a disconnect for a while. And the other guy seemed to be on the same page, right? And he's not all the time.
You're talking about
Michkov.
Michkov. Okay. Basically, for him, for Ashlyn to present it like that and say that he doesn't like he goes into a press conference and not knowing where he stands, that's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah,
because that's an exit meeting. And normally when you have those, I don't know how it is in hockey, but in football, normally before you go downstairs to clean out your locker, you have a conversation with the coach.
Like your own exit meeting.
Yes. Like he'll tell you, hey, this is what you probably need to work on, you know, whatever the season was, whatever. So that's a little tough, especially going downstairs, not knowing what to say or how to handle the media and being asked questions like that. Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in, but they need to figure that out. That should be something that after you've heard the quotes or whatever, that probably needs to be a conversation that happens immediately.
You feel better or worse today after seeing some of those quotes, Kyle, from the Michkov stuff?
I just feel better.
Good.
Because I think what I was looking for, or at least, I guess, not looking for because I don't want to feel bad about it, but something I had my eye on was sort of how he reacted or responded to questions about being benched and stuff like that. But I did like hearing that. I liked hearing, one, that he was going to hit the ice immediately after the press conference. Like, that to me is him saying, I know last offseason was bad for me. I need to change that and have a better offseason this offseason.
Yeah, I got to be better, yeah.
Yeah, and I also like the fact that he was like, look, like, it's coach's decision. Like, that's up to him. That's good to hear, at least that they're on the same page, or at least there's some sort of level of understanding about why. Because I think the scariest thing was going to be if it really seemed the way that people made it to be, that we were going to have to pick between the two of them.
Yeah,
that's the most dramatic, but doesn't feel that way right now.
Well, and that would be the Flyers have great vibes right now, right? And the people are excited. Like, that would be something that would change all that. So good stuff there. We appreciate Ashlyn, who's been with us a lot during this Flyers run. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Our daily ritual of Hugh trying to guess with complete accuracy the percentage on our Twitter
78%.
Polls. Do you expect Daryl Morey to be fired, Hugh?
78% no.
70% yes. So a dead wrong by Hugh Douglas on number one. Number two, do you expect to see a new version of Jalen Hurts this season? This is a fun one.
Okay, I'm going to say 85% yes.
65% yes. So that's a good yes. Yeah. It's a lot of yeses, but 85. 85 feels a little.
Well, I was lofty. I was gonna say 60, but I wanted to up them numbers.
Put a little sauce on it.
Yeah, put a little sauce on it.
Would you bring Daryl Morey back if it guaranteed moving off of Embiid this season?
78% no.
63% no. All right. Yeah, I mean, you did okay today. I mean, not
yeah, one. It wasn't one of my better days, but you know, I think I did. All right.
Yeah.
I think I did all right.
Just overall, you think you did all right?
Yeah, I think I did a pretty good day.
Let's talk.
Held the line.
No, that doesn't mean you had a good day around here.
I'm just saying I held the line, though. Proud of myself.
No one cares.
I mean, I care.
Looks absurd. It's not a plus. It's embarrassing. Should be, at least. Yeah.
Absurd is crazy.
You know, every day we do it, I think that might be the day.
Hold the line.
That you just, like, it just hit, like, it hits you. And when that day will come, when it's just overwhelming.
No, it will. It will.
Yeah.
But I do, you know, like, I've noticed that. Like, over the last couple of days, there's certain things that live rent-free in people's head. That
like, hold the line?
Well, that and Tortilla. Like that one right there.
Have you asked Wawa if they're okay with it?
No, not yet. Okay. I haven't heard anything. I'm thinking, you know, we slanging tacos, so as long as the taco is moving, I'm good. And, you know, people come in asking for tortillas.
Yeah, you guys are moving product, so you're good?
Yeah, as long as you're moving product, you're good. You know what I mean? Yep.
That's what Buddy in Akron always said.
Somebody angrily tweeted us and tagged Taco Bell that you should no longer have this read.
Is that what they tagged Taco Bell?
They tagged Taco
Bell. Well, I mean, okay.
And they're probably like, what?
Poor social media manager.
What are you talking about?
Who the hell is
man,
you talking
about? I tell you. I mean, it's just always fascinates me what burns people's biscuits.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, Tortilla. Somebody mad about that.
Everybody's a warrior.
They're even more mad now than they were before.
Defending the honor of Taco Bell.
Yeah. It's Tortilla,
Wawa.
Hugh, we know.
Everybody
But
grow
I just
up.
Like getting on your nerves. Yeah.
One last quick thing on the AJ front, just while we're here. Kevin Byard, remember he was working out with AJ recently? He's the former Eagle, Titan.
Yeah,
teammates. Kevin Byard today said it would be awesome to play with AJ Brown. But he hasn't spoken to Brown about any sort of trade. Don't know what the situation is there. I hope it can work. I hope he can come here and play for us.
Yeah, way to go, Kevin. Way to go. Like he publicly. You
think it's weird that a player on another team is talking about a player on a team coming
no, it's
here
not
and playing
for us? It always happens.
It doesn't. I don't hear any other player on any other team talking about anyone else
no,
coming
I mean,
to
it
their team.
No, it happens all the time.
Nah, it doesn't.
It happens all the time. Like,
can you give me
wishful thinking.
One other example right now in the NFL of a player on a team?
Not a current player. But I'm saying it has happened before.
Oh, okay, got it.
It has happened before.
You're right.
And then that player usually gets traded.
That's a good point. Hold the line.
This has happened. I mean, players do that all the time.
Yeah, that's a great point. Hold the line.
I'm just saying, hold the line. Hold the line. Hold the line.
All right, let's go to Buddy because I can't do this anymore. Buddy, what's up?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hold the line, Buddy.
Hold the line. I'm trying, Hugh. I want AJ here. I don't want him to leave. Could you imagine this offense with all these wide receivers?
Hold on. We couldn't even keep AJ satisfied with him and Devontae.
We have like seven receivers now, Buddy. I mean,
Come on, buddy,
today's a good day to just say, Hugh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Don't let them bully you, Buddy.
I was once with you, but now it's.
But if they brought him back,
it would be too many resources in wide receiver. It would be bad to bring him back.
Don't let the bullies win, Buddy. Don't let the bullies win. If that's how you feel,
we're not being bullies. We're just living in reality. No, we're not.
Little bullies.
We were.
Little bullies.
We were. But now we've won.
Perhaps if you had listened to the bullies on day one, you'd be in a better place now.
We were just trying to help.
You're not okay here. I'm okay over here on AJ Island. You're running out of food.
Even though he's looking at a condo.
Yeah, in Boston.
In Boston.
Seaport. Go ahead, Buddy.
AJ doesn't want to be our white knight in satin. I think that's how the song goes. That's another Moody Blue song.
I remember that
one. Put you right to sleep.
Yeah, ain't nobody trying to get put to sleep now.
I'm really sorry for Friday. I did fall asleep on the show while I was online. That's embarrassing.
Oh, it's okay.
No, that's a bad look for us.
It's not, yeah.
I'll take
the blame for that one, Buddy. It's okay.
But I guess what I wanted to call in about was Bryce Harper.
Okay.
I've been like trying to figure him out all year, and he seems like he's angry. But you know what? I really like it. I think that, you know, coming from Philly, people with attitudes, I think he wants to have that attitude. I think that he's really wanting to step up and just be like, you know what? I'm not trying to be the happy-go-lucky guy no more. He wants to win the championship. And he has that attitude, and he's going to call people out, I feel like, this year.
Well, he does seem to have...
You call Topper out.
He's very focused right now. I mean, this is the best he has played in a while. I mean, it's probably two full years since we've seen him hit at this level. So, you know, whether he's angry or focused or whatever the word we want to use is.
Not elite? He's probably elite now.
He looks elite right now. No. I mean, buddy, this is the best he's played in quite some time.
I like it. I'd like to see him maybe do his walkout song could be No More Mr. Nice Guy by Alice Cooper.
Hugh, your thought on that?
Kyle had to play it. I'm not familiar with No More Mr.
Nice Guy.
That does not help me.
You don't think that all. That didn't sound good?
Regardless of if it sounded good or not, you know
that's better than I could do.
I probably know it if I hear it.
You didn't know it just by hearing Kyle?
Wow.
No More Mr. Nice Guy. You can't hear it.
All right, I'll bring us back with it.
Yeah, okay. I'm so excited to hear Thanksgiving stuff right now for the Eagles. And I know it's weird to have probably strangers tell you, but my wife's the best baker, and she can make pound cake and cheesecakes with the best of them. So I'll offer them up to you.
Oh, wow.
Pounds cakes and cheesecakes.
We're getting some dessert for Thanksgiving on Buddy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, listen, Buddy, if you're offered dessert on Thanksgiving, we're going to take you up on that, no question. All right. Buddy, that's great stuff, man. We appreciate the call. Good call today, Buddy.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
There he goes. Buddy in Akron. Did you remember he fell asleep on Friday?
I didn't recall.
Well, maybe we went to him and he wasn't ready. Was that it?
If you're going to do that, I prefer that you're snoring.
So we can have fun with it. Yeah, like we go back to you.
That sounds good.
Instead of just falling asleep.
Yeah, maybe we just thought his phone
dropped.
Like
a narcoleptic or something. Yeah. Like you're narcoleptic.
Well, I mean, we've had people fall asleep before.
We have.
See if I can pull up.
We had the snoring at one point.
Yeah, we did. It was a tough look for us whenever people are sleeping.
Well, because, I mean, let's be real. The midday show you shouldn't fall asleep on.
It's the middle of the day.
What are you guys doing?
It was a caller, Ron.
All right, let's talk to Ron. That's enough. Ron, what's up?
Oh, yeah, Ron was getting after it. The hell?
What the hell?
Ron, are you all right?
He's asleep, dog. He got after it.
I kind of forgot about that one.
Yeah,
that was a big one.
He got after it. He got after it. I respect that. That means you got some good sleep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I prefer it not, you know, on the show.
Not,
but again,
yeah, but yeah,
like we said, if you're going to do it, you do fall asleep with the snoring. It's better content that way. All right, 215-592-9494. Your calls on all this. Daryl Morey, expect him to be fired. I do, and I want him to be. I think it's over. It's time. The Morey thing has run its course. He is not a great executive, and I think he's actively making this thing worse. Came in here 6 years ago to get the team over the hump, and they are further now. If you look at the last 3 years, they're further now from the Eastern Conference final than they were in his first 3 years here. It's like we're going backwards, and that is just not acceptable for a GM that's been here this long, that is making this much money. Get him out of here. Get a fresh set of eyes in this thing. Your take on Morey? Do you expect a new Jalen Hurts? We are on schedule watch here. We know it's Thanksgiving. I like the Thanksgiving game. I mean, Hugh's worried about what we're going to eat on Thanksgiving during the pregame show, but
I'm a little bit worried about that.
We have so much time to figure this out. It's May.
Yeah, I mean, we do. We do, but it's like a priority. You got to figure out who's cooking.
Well, again, we could cater it, I say.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. You got to get the right caterer, though, because everybody can't cook Thanksgiving dinner, man. That's
all I'm hearing is the last house you went to on Thanksgiving, you did not like their cooking.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
But you mean
No, that's what I am gathering. So you don't really need to say it.
What did they mess up? Tell us.
Yeah. Turkey. It was dry.
Dry as turkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see?
Everybody can't cook.
All right,
turkey.
Then we'll put the word out.
Especially the last house you went to on Thanksgiving.
Unbelievable. And he's not naming names, but they're listening and they know.
They probably know. They know. Like, we never invited him.
That guy. Never get invited back.
He's cooked.
Ever.
Just cost yourself an invite, buddy.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to you people, and we get the Phillies starting back up tonight in Boston. What should we expect for the Phillies over the stretch coming up? Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I don't remember this one. I probably heard it before, but I don't remember it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm pretty surprised. I feel like you would.
No, because when Kyle was singing, I wasn't trying to be funny. I didn't recognize this. I don't recognize this song.
Well, now you do.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, a Hugh Douglas music podcast where he talks about music he likes, doesn't like, never heard of. I think it could work. You hear songs and you just say, nah.
No, I haven't heard this one. No, I haven't heard this one, though. Haven't heard this one.
I thought the hook would get you. All right, welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, show Julie. Phillies back in action tonight, Hugh, up in Boston.
Boston.
Against the Red Sox.
Maybe AJ went to go to the game, see the Phillies play.
But what does that have to do with seeing a condo?
Maybe he wants the condo view of the ballpark.
You buy a condo to watch a baseball game?
I mean, you might rent it out for the day if it has a nice overview of the ballpark.
You probably could just get like a really cool hotel suite, right?
Yeah, probably,
I mean, that feels like a stretch.
I'm workshopping this.
Feels like a little bit
I'm okay. Tweeting through this. Okay. This is my version of tweeting.
I know. I could feel it. I could feel it. and when people tweet through things, you shake your head and you say,
I'm tweeting through it.
All right.
I'm tweeting through it.
Phillies working through a 9-19 start. Hugh, they played obviously much better baseball under Don Mattingly. I think we're going to learn something about them more over the next couple weeks. So The schedule is about to get a little more challenging. We could be pretty kind or not kind the last couple weeks. They faced tomato cans, right? They faced average at best baseball teams. I would say the A's, who they beat last week, they strike me as an average team. They're a little bit over.
Yeah, this was the moment where we felt like if you was going to make some inroads, it was the time to make the inroads.
So they got to face some bad teams. The Giants are wretched. The Marlins are probably going to end up a little under 500. The Rockies are not a good baseball team. The A's might end up 500-ish, but like they haven't faced a really good team. And they got to face the A's, the best team they faced the last couple weeks, at home. So it's been a really advantageous spot in the schedule for them to get back in on track, and they have. They have put themselves only 3 games under 500. Hugh, the schedule is about to change here. So they start now with a 6-game road trip this week to Boston. Now, Boston is not a good team. That's why they also fired their manager, right? That's why Alex Cora was available.
He was at the crib.
Yeah, right. So they're 17-23, but it's on the road. So they're on the road up in Boston. And then this weekend, I think a really interesting series because they go up against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who look to me like they're actually pretty good. And I think Pittsburgh's going to stay in this thing the whole year with their young players and their pitching. So, Hugh, it's Boston on the road, Pittsburgh on the road. Then they come back for Cincinnati and Cleveland, two contending teams. And then they go back on the road to San Diego and the Dodgers. Hugh, the next 3 weeks, there's really not a tomato can, unless you think the Red Sox are one, but it's on the road. Mm-hmm. There's only, if any, there's maybe one tomato can of the next 6 opponents. It ends with the Dodgers. And they face 4 of these 6 teams on the road. Hugh, this feels like a spot where we start to learn, did they just get 2 weeks of beating up on bad teams, or have they turned
the corner?
If they
really turned the corner, yeah. Because, you know, we talk about, I feel like this, Joe, I feel like they've turned the corner a little bit because I've seen, it feels like they've been a little bit more resilient in some of these games. Normally when teams take leads on them, it feels like the game is normally over. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, you know, you're just biding time for the game's over. They feel like they've been a little bit more resilient.
Oh, Friday night, that comeback was wild.
So I think that they're a little bit different. I think they're different now.
Yeah, if they had won that game Friday when they were down, what was it, 6-0, then 7-2, and that was Crawford's first home run of the season, that would have been probably the best win of the year, all things considered. They end up losing in an extra innings. But you're right, there was fight. Then they won the final 2 of the series. So tonight we get to see Wheeler on the mound against the Red Sox. So we'll circle back to our expectations for the next few weeks and this week. But Hugh, the Wheeler thing, his numbers look pretty good, right? He's been, how would you describe Wheeler so far? I would say pretty good. I mean,
decent for a guy.
He's not Zach Wheeler.
Not yet.
Well, pretty decent for a guy who didn't expect a lot after coming off the surgery that he had.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I mean, a big plus.
He has, and the gap between like getting Taiwan out and putting Wheeler in, it's a huge difference maker.
Taiwan is now in the form of Andrew Painter.
It's like in Space Jam. He's become him.
He's morphed into Painter.
But Wheeler tonight is, so it's Wheeler, Painter, and Luzardo in this series. By the way, I can't believe Luzardo's still having starts as bad as he had. He's had such a weird season, Luzardo, where he's gotten beat up 3 or 4 times and it's ruined his ERA. And then he has 3 or 4 really good starts, but he'll finish the series. So it's Wheeler tonight, Painter tomorrow, Luzardo Sunday. Then they go to Pittsburgh this weekend. Hugh, 6-game road trip, Red Sox.
4-2.
I will take 4. You sign me. I'll sign up for 4-2 right now.
4-2. 4-2. Sounds like
that's 4-2 puts us on the precipice of back to 500, right? The Phillies are 3 games under. So 4-2, they'd come home next week 1 game under. I would take that. I think this will be a little more of a challenging week than the Rockies and the Marlins and the Giants. So we'll see, but good. I like the way they're playing. Obviously, the Bryce and Schwarber thing, if they keep hitting the way they're hitting, they're going to win games. And Marsh, the way he's hit, because they have 3 hitters right now really playing well. So Phillies and Red Sox up at Fenway Park. I like Hugh Douglas, would sign up for 4-2 right now over the next 6. That would be pretty good. I think, and we mentioned this yesterday, I think we're getting Skeens and Wheeler slated for Sunday. That's a marquee matchup. That's a really fun one. Lewis is in Allentown up on WIP. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Lewis, what's up?
Hey, I'm just calling because I'm trying to follow up. I don't know if you guys remember. It might be old, but I called it was about 3-4 weeks ago, and I brought up how I felt that the players were kind of not playing to get top or fire. Remember that?
Yes, I remember, yep.
Yeah, now I got another prediction maybe. Now, we talk about Jalen, and I'm hoping that he does adapt to this new offensive coordinator. But if he doesn't, and the rumors about us getting the 2028 first-round pick from the Patriots, do you think there's any way that they're trying to wrap that up with maybe our 27 first pick and Jalen for another quarterback?
Yes, Lewis, I do. When I first heard the 2028 first-round pick thing, the rumor like you have, like that's what we're going to get back for AJ, the first thought I had, Lewis, was Joe Burrow. I mean, there's already rumors out there that that Burrow and the Bengals, this is a critical season, and I think there's been whispers that he could pull one of those where he asks out, like Stafford did a few years ago, or you know, an NBA type of thing where a great player asks out. And I do think there's something to it that the Eagles are kind of positioning themselves that if they don't want Jalen here anymore, and if Burrow asks out, that they're ready and they have the ammunition to go do it. I think there's something to it.
Yeah, that's what I think was probably Joe Burrow's too. And another thing I wanted to call him. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Well, and he's the most likely, right? Like there could be someone else we're not thinking of, but I think just based on where the Bengals are at, where he's at, it feels like you know Mahomes isn't asking out of Kansas City. I doubt Allen would ask out of Buffalo. It feels like that's the one. If we get one of these top quarterbacks that actually pushes his way out of the place, it's probably the Burrow thing.
Yeah, agreed. And then I'll just call in as well because, I mean, I got to look out for you, Hugh. I mean, I'm a big boy, too, and I worry about what I'm eating. So I know at Thanksgiving, usually Perkin does a meal and catering, and they give you, like, the turkey, the mashed potato stuffing, and a pie. So
where is that? Just,
you know, Perkins.
Oh, that might Perkin. Be the lick. That might be the lick right
That's
there,
it? Is that the spot?
Yeah. Was the turkey dry? Yeah, they make it dry-ass turkey, though? Because if it's some dry turkey, man, we ain't trying to eat no dry turkey, though.
Nah, it's good. You could do either a single platter or you could do, like, a whole meal where they give you the whole turkey. So I'm just looking out for you because I eat, too.
Yeah, I'm not eating turkey.
All right. Well, you know what's Perkin. A good – it's Lewis.
Sound we'll, like a good
We'll
good
put
movie.
It on our radar. You know, Hugh and I found out yesterday, and I'm in. I'm fine with it. We're working on Thanksgiving. I think it's fun the Eagles are playing on Thanksgiving. It's going to make the day great. But – we're doing a pregame show on Thanksgiving. So, you know, Hugh was worried about what we're eating. I said, well, cater. We'll get some food here. He's wondering where we're going to get it from. So we have our first option. I think by the time we get to Thanksgiving, we'll probably have 10 places we can choose from.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Now, here's the question. Do you want to – this could actually be a thing we do on the show. Should we sample some of the food from all the places we could try before we even get to Thanksgiving, and then we'll make our decision?
Yeah, that'll probably be wise.
Okay.
Because everybody can't cook.
Sounds like a fun bit.
It does. Like
everybody can't cook, man.
Figure out who's going to cater for us. Week by week, we bring Thanksgiving food in, and then we make our choice before we get there.
I got to come up with a cool name for
yes.
it.
Yes.
Well, figure it out.
Yep. Yeah. It's only May. That's what I was trying to tell you. It's only May. By the way, we want to say thank you. A lot of people sent in AI-generated photos of Hugh on Ozempic and with hair.
Yep. Is that right?
Yeah, one of them had dreads, too.
I wouldn't mind having dreads.
Really? Some of them, I got to say, you look better than others. Some of them, you look, you know, not great. Some, I got to say, it's an upgrade.
Yeah, one of them made you look.
Some of them is an upgrade.
One of them made you look pretty ill. Like one of these looked like I would see you outside that 30th Street Station over there on some bench.
It looked like I'm gaunt. I'm gaunt. They made me really gaunt.
One looks like Charles Oakley. You see this one? Look, that's Oak. Look at the one I'm showing you right now.
that's Oak. Like Oakley. Yeah,
yeah, that's Charles Oakley right there.
Oh wow.
The other one, you got an empty cup by the bench over there.
Yeah, I look a little gaunt. I see it.
One, you just look younger. It kind of looks like you did when you played. One is just a cartoon, and you know, it makes you look bigger than you actually
are. I like this
are.
One with the hair. That one's pretty good.
Yeah.
That one's pretty good.
I think that's the ideal of what you're going for. Yeah, yeah. Some hair and a little
Zephyr. I think you know what? I might go ahead and go to Istanbul then and get me some hair.
Yeah.
Might take a
now,
while
here's the
get.
Question. Do you do the Ozempic and then go get the hair?
Well, no, I'm saying I got to go to Istanbul. Don't
Why do you have to go to Istanbul to
know.
Get hair? Feels like you can get hair like many other places.
You go down the street and get some
Well,
hair.
You know what? Maybe I ask some of the bald individuals around these parts where they go get their
and
hair.
And there's a lot of them.
You were in one of the biggest cities in America. You could find
hair. I can't
hair
find some
here.
I can find
You can
some
find some hair.
Somebody
don't
got
to go to Istanbul.
So, but okay. Would you do the Ozempic first or the hair first?
I don't know, dog. I might do the hair first. I like some of these. This one right here gave me finger waves. I ain't had no finger waves in a long time. I'm like, I don't know. I might go get the hair first.
Well, we appreciate everyone out there who took time out of their day to make AI Hugh Douglas. Simon is in Center City. Hey, Simon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What's up, Simon,
man?
What's up?
Okay, so listen closely, right? Mm-hmm. We all were raised by good parents and all that. Pete Rose was ejected from baseball forever and died out of the Hall of Fame because they were afraid he bet against the Reds as the manager, right? That's really bad, right?
Yes, and then he lied for 30 years. That didn't help. But yeah, yes.
So I walked around watching people wear the processed T-shirts, bragging we lost on purpose to get Embiid. Mm-hmm. They're bragging about it. We lost. What professional teams could you name lost on purpose? I think your producer said to me, "You weep what you sow." Well, that's wrong, dude. It's wrong. Go into the corner. No Mapo. You know, no ice cream sodas. But, like, so from the beginning, I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" My kids were little. And by the way, Julius Randle went way after, a bit after Embiid. Others went way. He didn't play for 2 years, right? 2 years, they lost everything. He didn't do nothing. But tickets that year went for, like, free. When they were losing on purpose and they were hopeless, mm-hmm. like, who does that? Is there pride in a franchise? Don't we have pride in the mm-hmm. Eagles? That's all I'm saying. Like, I never got it. And you're making the process your theme?
Yeah.
Simon, I think
you're right that there's some karma attached to all this. And Simon, listen, it's a good phone call and we appreciate your call. I think there is. I actually think the bigger issue, because I was on board with the idea. I thought that they had a correct evaluation of how to get top picks. The problem was they didn't pick the right players other than Embiid, who we could argue about him, but at least he turned out good. Mm-hmm. The other ones turned out not good, like Okafor. They didn't pick and Simmons. They picked the wrong players. And the other thing is, Hugh, I do think they established a losing culture. Like, it was okay to lose. And I think it took them a long time. I don't even know if they actually figured this out. But it was hard to get out of that. Like, forget the idea of just trading away good players, collecting draft picks. That's mm-hmm. like a philosophical thing. Mm-hmm. In practicality, they just told the players as they developed, winning didn't matter. Well, and I think that's hard for people to be okay with.
Well, I think, and also the culture that they fostered is kind of disjointed.
Yes, and it always has been.
It's disjointed because when you hear, you know, leaks coming out of the building about people missing, you know, treatment and things like that. I just remember playing in the NFL, man. You miss treatment, you would get reprimanded. Like, that was, we took treatment serious. Especially when you're talking about trying to get ready to play, because the games are so they're so precious.
Yes.
You know, you got to win every one of them. It just sends mixed messages when you know when you have a fan base that wants to believe in you, and they hear rumors that you're not doing this, that, and the third, and then you sit there and you ask them, you beg them to come out and support you, when, you know, on the flip side, the stuff that's being reported doesn't even sound like you're supporting trying to get healthy enough to sustain play for the season. Well, that's a tough spot to be in.
And if you're going to do it, at some point in one of the drafts, you have to take the best player.
Yeah.
Like, you have to land, whether it's the first pick or not, you have to get the guy that has the best career in that draft. I don't think the Sixers ever did. The year they took Michael Carter Williams, there was Giannis. And I'm not saying I knew Giannis was going to be great, but they didn't get the best player. The Embiid year, they got a really good, great player. But, like, Jokic is the best player from that draft, not Embiid. Mm-hmm. The Simmons year, it's Tatum. I mean, like, they never got the best player in these drafts. Or the Simmons year is Jalen Brown, excuse me. And then the next year when it was Fultz, it was Tatum. I mean, they just never got the best player in any of these drafts.
Yeah, I mean, they could end up with VJ being the second behind Flagg. And that wouldn't really be their fault.
That's not their fault.
And you could give them a pat on the back because they would have went over Ace form.
Yeah, no, that's might be the best one when you add it all together, they're going to do. And Maxey's a really good...
Great pick.
I haven't looked where he ranks in his draft. It's really high, though, even though he was a 20th picker. He might be the second or third best player in his whole draft. I have to look.
What's McCain going to end up?
High. And they drafted him. That's tough. And they dropped
crazy.
Him.
Well,
they got a haul for him.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, sure. They sold high. Let's get to you people.
Well, it's good to see Hugh to start acknowledging Kyle at the beginning of the show. I guess they're cool now.
I mean, we've always been cool. You know what's funny? When I was saying it the other day, I couldn't remember whether or not I acknowledged I did that.
I have noticed the last few days you have started acknowledging
me. Yeah, because
me at the
it's like, because I was like, did I do it before?
No.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't recall.
No, it was always Good Morning Joe, Good Morning Philly, and then the Daily Douglas.
Yeah, so that's when I.
But now
when
you're dropping in Kyle. Yeah, I am now a part of the show officially.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was.
Well, I usually say, Hugh, Kyle behind the glass.
Oh, yeah. I can introduce. Hugh just doesn't say hi to me.
But now I was like, because I was wondering if I did that, so I was making a conscious effort to do it. So, but it's not like I was mad
at
Kyle.
Good. Yeah, no, I know.
I was just like,
no, Hugh and I have always been cool. It's just now I'm a part of the show.
He just said it once off the air to me. He didn't want to acknowledge it. No, never mind.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Yep. Oh, so now the Sixers season was a success, Kyle. I said they will convince themselves it was a success.
Yes.
Nobody ever listens.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not a success. You can't get beat like that and call it a success.
Nobody said it was.
Well, that afternoon show.
We didn't see
that afternoon show.
Nobody on here said it was.
No, not this show.
Yes. Kyle looks like he runs a laundromat in Northeast Philly.
I mean,
I can kind of see it.
I mean, that's not a. I don't.
No, like no, there are worse things.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just I found it funny. Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Now, is it a wash and fold, or you do it yourself?
I run it.
Oh,
so I own the building.
You running things.
It's not like that. It's not as bad as TK looking like he picks up half smoked cigarettes off the ground by the Wawa.
Half smoked
so
cigarettes
bad. That is so bad.
I could see TK doing
that. It's a bad look for TK.
Stop talking about the Sixers, guys.
Well, the season just ended Sunday.
I know.
I mean, we're going to soon, but not yet.
Half smoke cigarettes, though. I'm stuck.
Especially
more like the butts, you know?
TK, buddy, stop.
Talking about with a match.
When somebody throws him on the ground, he's like, ooh. Go grab that.
There's still some good smoke.
A couple drags left on this bad boy.
Just bad.
It is tough, yeah. We put up the Jalen poll, which was pretty split, I think, right?
Oh, wow, was it tame on the comments?
It was, we did get you guys are trash. Mm-hmm. All we asked is if we're going to see a new version of Jalen Hurts.
Are we trash?
Dude, last week we asked if Cole Payton was going to take his job. I can understand the angry response to.
That was one of my favorite poll responses.
We did
that
on purpose.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yes, this one was very innocent. Yep. Very innocent. So Aaron in San Diego has got a lot to say in the YouTube chat.
Oh, does he?
He does, yeah. And coming at me, probably the wrong guy for him to come at because I do
you
screen the calls.
You could just hang up.
Yes.
You could just drop
it. So, considering playing a little game with him, every smart comment knocks him down a line. And if it gets too bad, that's a day.
Like he's banned for a day suspension? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he should start suspending people around here.
I agree.
Fire. Yeah.
And Aaron would be culprit number one.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's a problem.
You're playing with fire.
Yep.
Playing with fire.
We're playing with fire with Aaron?
No, I'm talking about Aaron playing with fire.
Screw Aaron.
Yeah. Hey, Hugh, a line needs more than one person to hold.
I got more than one person.
I don't think you do.
I do. I got quite a few people.
No, I think people think it's funny that you hold the line, but they don't think there's anything accurate about what you're saying.
I got a few people with me.
It's a bless your heart situation at this point.
We got a few people with us, man. We ain't got that many, but we got a few people.
Can you name any?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not by name.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Do you feel bad leading these people off a cliff?
There's some folks out there. They sent me a meme. They're holding the line with me.
You're the Pied Piper, and they're following you.
I am definitely the Pied Piper. Yeah. I'll take that. Holding the line, though.
Daryl is a worse GM than Hugh is at softball, and that says a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's strong. Bad. I mean, we saw the swing last week.
But softball, like, Daryl was a GM for years. I've never played softball.
That's a good counter.
It is.
Daryl should be good at this.
He should be better. Yeah.
He also gets paid a lot of money. A
ton of bread.
And you don't get paid anything
to play
softball.
No.
In fact, you had to pay to buy some cleats to go up there.
Yeah. But that performance, you probably owed people money.
I need my money back for them cleats. I ain't never wear them again.
Maybe we start load managing Hugh on the show.
What happened? I'm okay.
What do you think I would be taking segments off, taking a day off, like something like
it
that?
It would have to be a day.
There was a show that I
a day off the 3D print.
Yeah, that's
there
it.
Was a show I used to listen to, and they used to be co-hosts, right, back and forth, and then they kind of moved to like each of them would do a segment, and it was the weirdest thing. Imagine if we load managed.
That sounds like they didn't like each other.
Maybe they didn't. But then like we're just doing the show, and then Hugh's gone for 20 minutes. Yes. We talk about something. He comes back as if nothing happened.
No, you.
And just pick up where I left off.
He's in there hanging out with people talking. What are you doing? Just inning off. Just got a couple minutes off.
Didn't want to do that segment.
That might be good.
Took a day off. Didn't want to do that segment.
Clear your head a little bit, buddy. Yeah. You need it.
No, I'm holding the line. I'm still here.
Yep.
Holding the line.
London's not that far, Hugh. Just a quick cruise ride from Alaska.
gotta get on them cruises. I don't know about getting on no cruise now, though.
No, that hantavirus thing.
We're going to go ahead and lay out them cruises.
I am monitoring the hantavirus. Not great.
You, yes.
Are you worried?
A little bit. There's a little bit, especially that couple in New Jersey. That's why I
you know what
straight
I, you know what doesn't make me feel better? I saw something earlier today. The governor of North Carolina was like, don't worry. We have one here, but it's not going to spread. Like, when they're starting...
Did we hear that before?
Well, you've
yes,
heard this before.
Yes.
Same song.
I actually feel better if no one was saying anything. When you tell me it's going to be all right, like, why are you saying that?
Yeah. No, because you remember last time, oh, it's not that big a deal. And then we were at home for like a month.
No, yeah. just chilling. Just don't let Rudy Gobert hear about it.
No, yeah, when he did the mic. Yeah, that was the worst.
Yep. Yeah, I actually kind of feel bad for him. He didn't realize what he was doing. Bless his heart.
And he got ratioed for that. Yeah. He fell completely off.
Well, yeah, he was sort of the pandemic.
One last thing here. Mm-hmm. This audio right here is a prime example of how misquoting people can be very dangerous.
Yeah, that squinting really hard. We got a chance to be in the playoffs. And who else he say? Buddy Hill's a murderer? He said Buddy Hill's a killer? Murderer. That just sounded so bad.
You know
he
why
said a sniper. Yeah, he meant a sniper.
So bad because killer is a basketball term.
Killer
like, is.
When
yeah,
I watched, murderer. I was watching the Spurs and Timberwolves, and they're like, Anthony Edwards is a killer at the end of the game.
Yeah,
when
not
you
a
say
murderer.
Someone,
it hits so much different. A
murderer,
to say a murderer
is like,
but it's the same thing.
No, well, it's not.
But it is. But it's just like you know.
No,
the way I said it, yeah, it's murderer killer, same thing. You somebody died.
No, it's different. You can't. Murderers. No, yeah.
If I call an athlete a killer, you know where I'm going. If I call him a murderer, we're going in a completely different direction.
Yeah, if you say
like
murder.
What? Yeah, I was gonna.
We probably
yeah we don't need this, we don't need to start throwing examples around.
We're probably on the same page with that one.
Juice. thinking about juice.
I everybody knows. I was thinking everyone knows.
And I was like, that's the difference, man.
Years have gone by. We can make a juice joke. All right, that's it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.